Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Chad and Ballsy Daily, with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
What's up? 104.9 The Wolf. The Rise of Skywalker comes up right away. And this is where the Star Wars ends. Everything's done now. They're done making money.
Yeah, so. Whatever. Yeah.
Anyway. They had the press junket yesterday for it, and they had all of the stars of the movie all up on stage. J.J. Abrams is there talking, and a reporter asks, you know, what was it like bringing Carrie Fisher back to life for this movie? Because she's died, but CGI, she's very much alive in this movie.
Right.
And he was talking about it, and he was talking about the endless possibilities for Carrie Fisher in that movie because, you know, you could do whatever you want,
right.
All the lighting, whatever you'd like to do. And he's in the middle of talking about the lighting when the lights go out. It's the weirdest thing.
The lighting, that's amazing. Hey, watch this. The lighting. that was creepy. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Carrie. That's so Carrie, by the way, to do that.
Oh, my God.
Really weird.
So Carrie Fisher is haunting the world. She's I didn't know this, but apparently she's sitting in some sort of purgatory, haunting us all.
I love and, for her to be she's chained up in here. Her control room from the 1983 classic. Well, no, when she was in her little gold outfit there.
That's the slave outfit.
That's the Carrie Fisher I want.
You like to think that's the one haunting us.
Yeah, I don't want the one to look like Dad Asner.
Right, yeah, okay.
Well, that's the one. She did. She was hacking darts. She was just crazy. She did. Right. She looked like Abe Vigoda. I like the Carrie Fisher from 1983.
If I'm when I die, because that's gonna happen, you know. I hopefully not too soon. But when I go, I am going to haunt you relentlessly, Ballsy. My mission in my afterlife will be to just haunt you in the weirdest ways. For instance,
you'll fart.
Well, you're just going to be like, does anybody else smell eggs?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It'll just be random.
Yeah, that's right.
Just randomly, and then you can go, hi, Chad.
Or if the printer falls off the desk or something.
Yeah, that was me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or every time the computer crashes just before I go to air.
Yeah, it'll be me. I think when I die, I'm going to haunt you a lot on the toilet, too.
On the toilet.
Yeah. I'm going to.
You're going to be like, hurry up, because you hate when I go take a long one.
Well, you take long dumps.
Well, I do.
You know what I'm going to do?
I'm going to
coach you in the afterlife. I'm going to talk you through.
Okay, that's good.
You're assuming.
Just go. Just
you're
go.
Assuming you're being too tentative. You're being too apprehensive. Just go. Just push. It's okay. I know you're worried about a hemorrhoid.
No, that's why I don't push. That's why I take my time. I'm going to tell you this right now. You're assuming you're going to die first?
Oh, it's already done.
Really?
I think so.
No, I'm dying first.
Well, okay.
I'm dying first.
So you're going to haunt me? Are you going to haunt me?
You're boring.
Nah. You're going to haunt important people.
Yeah, somebody more interesting than you.
Like
I'm probably Trudeau.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Chad and Ballsy, what's up?
My mom's in the hospital with her heart.
That's pretty funny.
No, that's not funny. because of what I said to them. They're trying to decide like if she should have another angiogram, but she's had two big procedures in the last little bit, and it's kind of, you know, your body can only take so much.
Right.
So we're just talking about, I guess the last thing, the last procedure she had, trying to save her leg, she lost like a liter of blood. Like she lost a lot of blood.
Yeah.
20%
of your
blood.
A liter's not very
well,
much,
20% of your, that's 20% of the blood you have. That's a lot of blood. She's tired, and they're talking to her, and I'm talking about blood transfusions. Said that, hey, Doc, I just got a question for you. Like, if I give blood, I guess I'm going to be somebody's boner one time.
What did you say?
I said, if I give blood, there's a good potential I'm going to be somebody's boner one time.
And he said that to the doctor?
And he started laughing. He goes, he spit his coffee and he goes,
You said that to an educated doctor.
Yeah. Well, when you think about it, if I give blood at the Canadian Blood Services, and you get my blood through transfusion,
then you have sex, somebody's erection.
I'm somebody's boner. We're somebody's boner.
Oh my God, this is what you think about?
Yeah, I was like, it just popped in my head.
Thank
God, my God-fearing, very religious mom is half deaf, and she didn't. She just when she doesn't hear something, she just kind of laughs.
Why are you talking about 1980s sitcom stars?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
And People Magazine, they've released their People of the Year. Ladies dominating this time around. We'll go through that list. And I want to go through some of the People of the Year we need to recognize in Regina for 2019. Yeah.
What's up? I got a good text here from Rick. Hey, Chad and Ballsy, good morning. Rick here from Mexico trip. I went with you 2017 and 2016.
Cool. Hey, man. Yeah.
Chad, here's a little story I think will interest you more, although Ballsy, I'm not ruling you out either. In Arizona, November 9th to the 23rd, I was. But built a weekend trip around Dirty Honey in San Diego, November 16th.
Sure.
Saw them at the House of Blues. Venue holds maybe 250 people. First heard them on The Wolf. Great show and $12 tickets. So
yeah.
There you go.
Those are the good ones. Yeah. Those are the beauty shows when you get them in a dirty club for $12.
Yeah.
That's how it's done. Good for you, Rick. Wolf News. All right. Environment Minister Justin Wilkinson has said the federal carbon tax will stay where it is until 2022, when it will jump to $50 a ton. Canadian families can expect to pay almost $500 more for food next year. The University of Guelph blames drought and impacted crops for the jump into the new year. I mean, it's a good thing here in Saskatchewan. We're all flush with money, so we're not going to have to worry about that so much.
No sarcasm there from Lloyd Robertson.
The fall sitting of the Legislative Assembly is about to end, and for the most part, Premier Scott Moe is happy with how things went. However, he'd like to expedite immigration into Saskatchewan to meet population goals he set forward. What are you laughing
at? Can you imagine Lloyd Robertson reading a newscast like that? Like, yeah, of course, there's no money in Eastern Canada. All goes to Quebec.
How about this one? Yeah. The Regina bypass is definitely being used. On average, just over 5,600 vehicles use the bypass daily, or according to my count, 5. I have seen 5 people in total on the bypass.
But here's my thing. Even at 5,600, you're skeptical, okay? Isn't that low? Even 5,600 a day would be low, wouldn't it?
I've noticed I was on Vic yesterday, and there's still a lot of semis taking Vic, you know?
Well, don't they have to go in to drop off their product?
Like, well, but some of them, because there's that Husky there, so some of them will go to the Husky still.
Yeah.
And also, it's still quicker. You know, sometimes it's still quicker to take Vic for
these guys. It's a long haul around the city. Yeah,
it is. Yeah, I mean, I get it. I understand it. I think in the long haul, yes, it will pay off. But right now,
you said long haul.
I've seen like other than the Griswolds ripping around on that thing, I see nobody.
Brought to you by Athol Murray College of Notre Dame, celebrating 100 years in Saskatchewan. Visit NotreDame.ca.
I hate the damn thing because I got lost coming back from Moose Jaw. I actually had to take the thing inadvertently.
It's really not that complicated, but
it screwed me up. If you want to, don't change things around here.
Follow the signs. Yeah, there's big green signs above the road.
I saw them.
Give them a glance every
now.
You probably have some sort of navigation.
It's sports. Would you shut up? The Edmonton Oilers lose to the Ottawa Senators, the lowly Ottawa Senators, 5-2. As you can see, I'm disgruntled. Colorado walks in and beats Toronto 3-1. The return of Nazem Kadri to Toronto. Got a nice ovation. John Carlson had 2 goals for Washington and a 3-1 win at LA. Sorry, Chad, I shouldn't have told you to shut up. In today's day and age, you never know what can happen. Tristan Jarry had 28 saves. Pittsburgh blank St. Louis 3-0. That's right.
He was mean to me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He said things that Trey tried to motivate me, but he came off really mean.
Yeah.
And I want him to apologize right now.
I know I said mean things too, but it's the culture I was subjected to. I grew up in that culture.
Don't give him a chance to apologize. God. I just want him fired.
Yeah. but the Prime Minister got to apologize. Well, that's okay. No big deal. Anyway,
you should just read the sports.
Well, let me read the sports then. Riders have asked to interview Jason Moss for their offensive coordinator spot, so that should be good news for about 80% of the fan base that wants Stephen McAdoo fired, because that's what we do around here. We get rid of coaches after a 13-5 season, although technically all the coaches are free agents in January except for Dickie.
Chad and Ballsy
Daily.
Ladies top in the list of People Magazine's top people of 2019. Okay. Jennifer Aniston came in at number one.
She's what? The most... She's... What is she?
The person of the year.
How? She hasn't done anything.
Because of the Apple TV, Apple Plus thing. Whatever. I don't know. Jennifer Lopez came in at number two.
Because she's dating A-Rod?
Maybe. Number three was Michelle Obama. Still?
Why wouldn't she be one?
And number four was Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God. T-Swizzle. What a terrible list.
Yeah, no, but it's people of the year, you know? Where's the guys? I mean, the guys have dominated the list for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. I'll give them that. But you know what? You know what's more important? We need to look local, and we need to look at Regina's people of the year. And now, I'm not going to put a specific name behind these people. They're just going to be generic, but you know the people, and I'm sure you can put a face to them, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready for my top three people of the year in Regina?
Okay.
Now, this is 2019's top three people in Regina. And again, keeping it generic.
We're going 3-2-1?
Yeah, we're going to go 3-2-1.
Okay.
So, number three, the person who keeps suggesting the Plains Hotel comes back.
It should.
We know the hole is filled. We understand. We know you love karaoke. But why don't you just go get drunk at Sparky's and eat pizza like the rest of us?
Love it like a bomb, baby. Come on, get it.
But I appreciate it. And now that the hole's filled, you are one of our people of the year here on the wall.
That's good. I like that one.
Number two for person of the year in Regina. The guy who was a cowboy for one day when Garth Brooks came to town.
Now, with the cricket crunchers on.
Yeah. You know him. Yeah, they were like, hey, I got a plaid shirt. I'm going to wear it today.
Woo-wee.
Yeah. And the dead giveaway, though, the Skull Bandits. We all know Skull Bandits are for wimps. You got to have the Copenhagen. We know this. So you're a wimp. That was a dead giveaway.
That could also apply to the Country Thunder, too. Right?
That's right.
For the weekend.
Yes,
right?
It can. Yeah. But they had a lot of opportunity this year with Garth and Country Thunder.
Oh, I mean, doubled up. That could almost
And then Agribition.
That
and,
could almost push for the person of the year.
It could, but I think person of the year is pretty this person really stood out to a lot of us. The person of the year in Regina for 2019 is the Regina Uber driver. Congratulations.
Oh.
I mean,
yeah.
You're always there when you need us. You didn't kill my star rating when I puked in the back of your vehicle. I thought it was great. The bottled water was appreciated.
Uh-huh.
The mints that you stole from the keg, those were great. I got to tell you, the Regina Uber driver, even though you wear your $5 cologne $4 at a time, I got to say, person of the
my
year
Uber
for 2019.
My Uber driver gets the Boston Pizza mints.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those white ones.
Yeah. Wow. I guess mine's just a touch above. But that's fine. That's okay.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We are very realistic around here, and we understand that, you know, we're your number one choice for listening. But every now and then you might flip around, and you might go to Spotify. Okay? Listen.
You gotta see how the other side lives to really appreciate what Chad and Ballsy are all about.
I'm a Spotify guy. You know, I listen to Spotify every now and again, and they've put out their list, individual lists now of your top artists of 2019. So these are, like I told you, it's list season. It's that time of year. So after you're done listening to our show right now for free,
and then our podcast,
and
later.
Then our podcast, which is on Spotify, by the way. Go ahead and check your list out on there and see what was most popular for you. My popular artists kind of shocked me. So the first ones, I guess. So these are my top five most listened to artists in 2019.
Yours?
Mine, yeah. Mine was Tool was number five.
Makes sense. Does it say how it goes up? Like yours, did it become your top five because of the album that just came out?
Well, I know it did.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay.
Dinosaur Pileup was number four.
Ethan loves that song. Backfoot.
Yeah. Blink 182 was number three, and I was like, "Really, Blink?
Really?
I listen to Blink that much?" Number two was Dirty Honey.
Ooh.
They were one of my most listened to bands. And
they don't have that many songs out, though, do they?
No, they only have six or something.
Six.
But I listen to those six
a lot.
Must
kill.
You know what happened is I actually put that song. That album on repeat one day when I was building a fence, and that's probably what did it.
Okay.
But then the rest of the time, of course, I was listening to the full fab. Number one, though, this one shocked me. My number one artist of the year was Weezer.
On Spotify. I didn't know I listened to Spotify that much.
I didn't realize you listened to Weezer that much.
And then I figured it out. Then I figured out why Weezer was my number one artist of the year. Because my daughter loves Weezer. And she's been listening to my Spotify.
Well, that's good.
So, okay, fine, fair enough. But, you know, I don't know about that. Like, that doesn't speak anything to me. I like Weezer, but... I look, they're actually ranked my number one artist of the decade on Spotify.
I think if I looked at my sons, I could tell you right now, number one would be Drake.
Yeah.
But he's a rock guy. Like Metallica could be up there.
Yeah, yeah. And then my number one, one of my most listened to songs of the year was Travis Scott's Sicko Mode. Like, what? I just thought that was really, really strange. But no,
you got a wide open. That's good to have a wide open mind.
Yeah, no, it is. But it's just I can't remember listening to that song that much.
It's hard to get me off of Van Halen and Conway Twitty. Like, yeah, if you can get, you can pry me off of Van Halen and Conway Twitty, the best friend of song.
You ever think
ever
about
had.
Making a cover band called Van Twitty?
Conway Halen.
Whoa. Listen, this has to happen right
His
now.
His son's actually...
Toxic and jeans! Yeah!
Right now, you need a lover with a slow...
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Our Christmas party, and I'm opting out of the gift exchange, because... Are you?
I actually went and purchased my gift yesterday. I'm opting out.
I got that stupid Bob Ross chia head from you last year.
No, and I bought a good one this year, too.
Yeah, I opted out.
I was going to, but I decided I was going to opt out. But now I decided, you know what? I'm going.
Our dates can, too. The people we're bringing. Is Jolly going in it?
No.
No. Okay, anyway. No. These are the worst gifts you can give somebody. So if you're in a gift exchange, maybe think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Shower gel, they say, is the worst.
Well, you're saying you stink.
Popcorn. So.
Why would you? Oh no!
Those tins.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what bugs me about popcorn?
What?
It's a lot to carry around for not a lot of product.
It is. I agree.
You know, you're carrying a giant tin around.
Yeah.
And there's like, you know, enough to fill you up for like maybe 5 minutes.
I don't mind the shower gel because it's a pain in the ass to go out and buy. I just don't. You know, which scent and all that. I don't mind shower gel. Socks. Socks is another thing you shouldn't buy somebody.
Not as a main gift.
I like socks.
You know, as like a little accoutrement.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
A coffee mug. Yeah.
I'd like a coffee mug.
This one surprised me though. Most people said liquor's a bad thing to buy. Liquor, my friends, is
nowadays
not.
It is.
Is it why?
It's becoming that.
Because it's a preference thing.
Well, especially if you're doing a gift exchange at work, you shouldn't buy liquor because what happens if somebody doesn't drink? Yeah. Like, what happens if you got liquor? Like, what would you do with it?
It would sit in my house.
Right.
Yeah.
So why would you
Well, it's better
want
than
it?
A chia head. I can at least give it to somebody
else.
We
also have people who are recovering. Like, what if you give it to them?
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah,
bad idea.
Give
them pot.
A candle.
Yeah, I know. A candle's garbage.
Actually, it's not for me. Now I'm in my condo, and I'm got two of the three people in the condo are boys.
Yeah.
I buy those scented candles, so I would actually appreciate a candle.
Sure, you would.
And then the calendar, like a photo calendar, one of those calendars. You know, you can go to the calendar.
Yeah. I don't use a calendar anymore.
Yeah.
The thing is, the one calendar we do use, I love, and it's a calendar that my mother-in-law puts together, and it's great. It's like all of the family photos throughout the year. I really like that one because it reminds you what happened with the family throughout the year. But other than that one, I never use an actual physical calendar.
One Christmas party here, one of the very first ones at this station, I got a $10, a $15 Tim Hortons gift card and a paperclip necklace.
Sweet.
Somebody did a necklace on a paperclip.
Right on, buddy. Did you wear it around?
No, I did that
night. Dolph Lundgren and Universal Soldier?
I'm going to tell you, that does take a little bit of work, so I was appreciative of that. That is a little bit to put them together. It's kind of...
Yeah.
I mean, it took at least 15 minutes. That's putting some thought into my gift.
Yeah. It's not like a Bob Ross chia pet, but it's...
I'm bringing that thing in here right away.
No, you're not, because you say you're going to every day.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
Got our Christmas party coming up here on Saturday.
Yeah, and you say you're not getting a gift, but now I've changed your mind.
No, I asked you what you're getting, and I don't think we'll say what we got.
No, we are.
Oh, okay.
Here, I'm going to say what we got,
okay.
Because I don't care if people know.
Okay.
So here at work, we do a little gift exchange at the Christmas party, and it's a $30 limit.
Yeah.
And it has to be, you know, non-gender specific, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, something that won't offend. Something
right.
That, yeah.
So what I did is I went out and bought Elton John's new book,
and a box of chocolates. And the reason I bought that book is because I want to read it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try and steal my gift back.
What kind of chocolates did you get?
Like Nestle truffles or something. So here's what I want. Here's what we're going to do now.
Yeah.
So you're in on the gift exchange?
Yeah, now I'm going to, I think what we've discussed it, and I think it's a good strategy. You got to have a strategy when you go into these things,
right,
so you don't
end
up with a stupid Bob Ross Chia Pet like I got last year.
I take offense to that, but
anyway,
okay.
Anyway, I'm going to go buy, wait for it,
uh-huh,
the Elton John book.
Yeah.
With
a box of chocolate.
Toffee Fae.
Oh, good.
Because
good.
You like Toffee
right.
Fae.
So you and I are going to be in cahoots here.
Now watch for my sign, because what we do is we used to just go up to the Christmas tree and grab something, now we do this where the music plays, and when it stops,
whenever
you get
gift
that gift.
Holding,
yeah, so I'm just going to give you the old wink.
You better be slow with that one.
I'm going to wink. And then you take that gift.
Maybe we should use the same wrapping paper so that we're both in the know.
Well, how about I buy the gift? Bring it over to your house. You wrap it, and then
I don't like how that's working out. I know what you're trying to do, and
make you wrap it.
Yeah. But then I know which one is which.
Yeah,
one
that's
is what
I mean. You know? We want the same wrap. Yeah. The exact. That would
I really
want
to read that book. You know.
I know. I hope you get it.
Yeah, I really hope I do too.
You got my gift last year. You got that diffuser.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I bought that brand nice diffuser, and you got me the Bob Ross thing.
Well,
which,
you know,
by the way,
the Bob Ross Chia Pet
in honor
great.
Of our Christmas. You know the problem. Here's the thing. Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Here's the problem with this. I would have done this a long time ago. I saved it. It's here, but it's like you got to let the Chia Pet sit in water. For half an hour. Then you got to separate in a separate container 2 teaspoons of chia seeds, and you got to mix it for a half an hour.
Right.
And then evenly spread the paste. It just seems like a lot of work.
You know what's funny?
What?
I just realized right now, that the reason it's called the Chia Pet is because they use chia seeds. Like, that is the first, right now, stuff that you put in your oatmeal is the stuff that you put on Bob Ross's head.
So tomorrow I am going to come in early and I'm going to grow this thing in honor of our, it's
good.
A year late.
But first, go get the Elton John book.
Oh, today, for
chocolates,
sure.
Chocolates, wrap that baby up. And
I will.
Give me a little wink and nudge when that baby's coming around.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.